You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got Del Rubin coming to us live. We've got a tattooist in the studio, my first ever tattooist. Kia ora.
Kia ora, mate. How you doing?
I'm doing real good, man. You got a beautiful voice there.
Ah, thank you.
Very, very deep.
Yeah, yourself, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about the Dunedin Tattoo Expo, which is happening next month, basically to the day almost.
Yeah, really. Pretty much in about 4 and a bit weeks. Yeah,
It's quite a lot of admin, I imagine, especially trying to secure the town hall.
Yeah, the town hall guys have been awesome.
Oh, really?
They're really easy to deal with.
Mean.
Yeah, they do a lot for you. Yeah, so like it does cost a bit, but it's worth every penny.
Nice.
So, yeah, but it's a one man crew pretty much doing this expo. So.
Real.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Yeah,
so, are you working a bit more than usual?
A lot more. yeah, a hell of a lot more. So, that and tattooing and being a dad as well.
Mm.
So, it's pretty intense, but it'll be worth it.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you come up against any resistance about, you know, a tattoo expo? Because I guess there might be a little bit of prejudice against tattoos.
Yeah, not from the general public. Like,
that's cool.
Like, the general public have been really awesome about it. Like, the reception I've got from it's been, like, excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I know, this is actually the first tattoo expo that Dunedin's had.
Really?
Yeah, they've had a tattoo show, but yeah, not an actual expo. I don't think on this scale either.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so I've got like tattoo artists coming from all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
we'll get to that in a second. But I want to know, what is the silliest tattoo that you've ever done?
One, I almost done it, and I shouldn't say it on air. Put it that way. yeah. It was a guy lost a bet.
Oh.
It was either get the tattoo or he had to pay the flat rent for the next 6 months.
Ooh.
And it was that brutal that he paid the rent for the next 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, his mates.
Okay, we can go off air for that one. What would be like the lightest, silliest tattoo of you?
Inside the lip tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
They just make a mess. Yeah, because he got saliva and ink in it, and then the black mouth and like
blood as well.
Not so much blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We don't go deep enough to penetrate the blood vessels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're only going into the second layer of skin.
But would it last that long? Lip tattoo?
No.
It seems pointless.
It's way too like it's too much moisture. It's like too much friction. It's, just a lot. But it's more of a like in the moment tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like I done it.
So. You've done an eyelid tattoo? Is that a thing you've done?
Was that
an eyelid tattoo?
No, I've never done one before, and I don't think I'll ever do one, to be honest. Yeah,
it's too close to the thing,
way too close to the eyeball. Yeah, and like the skin, it'd be too much slack in it.
Yeah.
It's just, rather not.
Not the go.
Not the go.
No. Yeah. Very, very fair.
Think about your tattoos, kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I don't think I'm going to go above the neck. I've got a couple on my arms, but I want to get more on the, chest, legs.
It's
good to just not have them all for show, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%. I always say start with the big ears, then go into the nibbly bits after once you're covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially like your neck, hands, and especially on the face too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've got a little one on my face, and I only got that about 6 months ago.
And true.
I've been tattooing 15 years.
Yeah.
So
now you got to know what you want.
Yeah. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long were you thinking about the facial tattoo?
Probably a solid 8 months.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because I want to get my mata ora done. Yeah, so I'm saving that part of my face.
That real estate. Yeah,
I'm saving that. So I got one like right next to my eye. It's just a letter A for my daughter.
No, oh, beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So yeah, it's like stylized A. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
So,
cheers.
What are some of the tattoo trends at the moment that you've noticed? I mean, I know that trads or neo trad is pretty in style.
Yeah,
pretty in vogue.
American traditional it's pretty consistent.
Mm.
Like, it's been around since the 50s, 60s,
mm.
and it's always been in fashion. It's just one of those timeless ones. But like trend tattoos, people finding stuff on Pinterest.
Yeah.
And then coming directly from Pinterest and telling the tattoo artist, I want exactly this. No creative flair to it. They got like the dandelion. Oh, was it dandelions? No, not dandelions. Those little ones that break apart. You blow on them.
I think those are. I think they're dandelions, right?
So, yeah, I think it might be on the money.
Let's have a look. If Auntie Google, no, it is. Yes, that's a dandelion.
Yeah, okay.
That is a dandelion. Yeah.
So you like the dandelion breaking off into bird silhouettes.
Oh, right.
I've done tons of those. Infinity symbols are the bane of
tattoo artists.
Because they're so precise.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you've, and like the curves on them, precise everything. So,
mm.
Yeah, they're the bane of tattoo artists. That and lions with a crown with a clock and a rose with blue eyes.
Whoa. Where does that come from?
Pinterest.
Pinterest? Wow. Pinterest's going crazy.
Yeah.
Far out.
Yeah. It's, we call them basic tats. So change it up, man. Like, there's more animals than just a lion, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Someone get a rhino or something.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Have you seen, like, quite an increase in Fineland tattoos?
Yeah. Especially when I moved back to New Zealand. Because I tattooed in Australia for 10 years, and like that, it was starting to creep through. Like, it's, when I first started, it was pretty much non-existent. But now, especially coming back to New Zealand, they're really popular here.
Mm.
Especially, yeah, like fine line, black and grey, these dainty little ones. They can look quite cool. But yeah, they're tricky. Sometimes they don't hold up as well because, like, there's bugger ink in this.
Yeah.
That's where your aftercare comes in. You just got to look after it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
No, I've noticed that, especially in like what you call the alternative communities.
Yeah,
they're very popular.
Oh yeah, extremely
very
popular.
Yeah.
And like you know, young girls getting them, like they can be like they're quite delicate.
Mm.
So they lean to more the feminine side.
Mm-hmm.
Things. So yeah. Like, as long as they look cool, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And you look after them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this is the first Dunedin Tattoo Expo. Mm. Where did, I guess, the inspiration for this event come from, in your mind?
I'd kind of seen like a gap in like the tattoo culture.
Mm.
So the North Island has, I think, about four or five of them.
Tattoo Expos?
Yeah. They have about four or five a year, especially the New Plymouth one. The New Plymouth one, don't quote me on it, but I think it's the biggest tattoo expo in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really?
Yeah, it's huge.
Sheesh.
Yeah, like the whole city gets behind it.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, it's
shout out New Plymouth.
Shout out New Plymouth. Yeah.
Did not have to know they were doing that.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, like, I think over 10 years. Like,
wow.
That tattoo expo's been running, but that has artists from all around the world coming.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so it's pretty impressive. But like, being down in the South Island, I'm born and raised in Christchurch, and I just noticed that nothing ever really came to the South Island, and there was just a big gap sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, why not? Yeah, essentially.
Nice.
I was like, why not? Let's do it.
And then
figured out the logistics, how to fund it, all that kind of stuff. I did go for funding, but didn't get it.
Oh,
so this is essentially coming out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that like Dunedin needs, like the tattoo industry, especially in the South Island, needs. Mm-hmm. I've tried to focus on just the South Island. So like I've got like Tucci Tattoo Supplies, they're a Christchurch based company. I went for them purely because they're from the South Island.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had offers from companies from the North Island, I was like, nah, I've got to keep it
in the local
keep it down here.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritise the South.
I
just thought, I had an interview with the Star, and I told them, it's like I seen this thing sitting here and it was just waiting for someone to light the fuse.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I'll light it. Yeah, so yeah, let's go.
Mean.
And then just put the word out there, and I've been putting the word out there for well over a year and a half.
Nice. See, I looked at the roster of artists. There's a handful.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's some really like highly respected artists coming too.
Mm-hmm. And are they all going to be from the South Island? Is that keeping them with that kind of ideology?
No, unfortunately not. So there's the predominant city is Christchurch.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I think it's because I'm home. I'm Waitangi raised. So, but there's a lot of tattoo artists in Christchurch too.
Mm.
And it's mainly Christchurch, but obviously Dunedin, Alexandra. There's a shop coming from Alexandra, the Alexandra Tattoo Company. Wellington, Paihia, Mangawhai, Auckland, mm-hmm. New Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so these are all artists that I've built relationships with over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put the word out to them, and then it's turned out they're like, yeah, bro, I'll come. So yes, that's awesome.
Mean. And there's also some prizes up for grabs for best American traditional, best tamoko, few other things.
Yes,
which is awesome.
I think I've got roughly about 23 categories.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's like tattoo of the day for each day. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's the best tattoo done on that day.
Uh-huh.
It's best multi-day.
Uh-huh.
So that's done over the whole course of the weekend. And Tattoo of the Show is the big one. Yes, obviously just the best tattoo that's been done at the expo.
Is this like a crowd voting, or is this
no, it's judge voting.
Just judge
so
voting.
It's judged by the peers. So like it would be cool if it was like a crowd judge, but you could have someone there with a lot of friends.
Yeah,
so, kind of stack the votes. But yeah, it's I know that's kind of why I like going to tattoo expos myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's you kind of you see where you stack up against the market, and it's judged by your peers, like people who know what they're looking at.
Will it be flash only? Like, will the no? So it's like people can come in with their own designs.
Yeah. So like you can come in with ideas. It's purely up to the artist who's going to do the tattoo.
Yeah.
So we're essentially just putting up a big pop up tattoo shop for the weekend.
Yeah.
And so all the artists operate as their own businesses. So when you go to the website, you'll see the artist lineup, and then you find your artist that you like, and you contact them directly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll let you know if they're doing like an expo piece, competition piece, or if they're doing flash,
mm-hmm.
or even if they have a bit availability. So you just get in contact with that artist that you like and sort it out with them.
Go from there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So. And are you going to be doing some tattooing there?
Unfortunately, no. I wanted to, but I think
too busy running the thing
trying to run a tattoo expo and then concentrate on the tattoo.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. My shop will be there.
Oh, yeah?
A couple of the boys from my shop will be there, Marius and Reg.
Cool. Reg is a great name.
Yeah, he's awesome too. But they'll both be there, and I'll just be running around trying to keep everything
nice
in line. So.
Are you going to be getting any tattoos?
No, not at this one. Okay. Yeah, maybe straight after I might get one. But I won't be getting one of this. It'll just be too busy. I think we're projected roughly about, we're hoping for about 8,000 to 9,000 people over the whole weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So much ink.
Yeah, it's a lot of ink. Yeah, a lot of rubbish, a lot of needles.
Yeah, tons.
A lot of hand towels, a lot of paper towels. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got a lot of those going out, so. Yeah.
That's so exciting, though.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
And I've got some entertainment coming down as well.
Oh, cool. So live music?
So a guy I used to beatbox with back in the day. He calls himself Matula Mixer. He does live beatbox looping.
Mean.
Yeah, so he's coming down and he's going to do like the intro to the Tattoo Awards. So he'll do like, I think it's like half an hour, 45 minute set.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's good. He's really good. So, yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, there might be someone else coming. I'm just trying to sort it out with him. So I won't drop the name, but
he's going to be a surprise.
Yeah. Be a little surprise. Yeah, he's got famous parents.
Okay. That little nipper, baby. Last thing I want to touch on here is that there's going to be some food trucks, which is exciting. Have we got all the details about those?
Not all the details yet. I'm still trying to line out a few more, but the one that has been locked in right now is Liam's Langos. Hungarian food.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard really good things about it, so I'm probably going to put on a few kgs over the week. We're actually still looking for one more. So, if you know anyone who's got a food truck and wants to jump in, go for it.
Uh-huh.
Just get in touch with me.
Have you been to the food truck? I think it's called Wild As.
No.
So, it's just quite like nondescript. It's just like black, and I think they've got like maybe a deer, like and like a silhouetted deer as their logo. But they do insane like venison, Eastern Asian like buns.
Oh, I might have to reach out to them.
Yeah,
sounds good.
It's mean.
That's my kind of food.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
I got them at both days of Beer Fest last year.
Oh, okay.
Because so tasty.
Oh, working. All right, I'll reach out to them. What's their name again?
I think it's Wild As with an AZ.
Sweet.
If they're around.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on the program today.
Oh, no, cheers.
Well, thank you. You've requested a track by Kid and Play.
Yeah, bro.
It's Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody.
Yeah, it's a jam.
Yeah. When did you first hear this song?
Watching House Party when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do all the synchronized dancing at house parties and stuff, and the zoot suits and
crack up.
Yeah. Is this like top fades and I'm a hip hop junkie from way back. So
Is this like shiny suit era or is this before that?
Oh, probably just after.
Just after.
Yeah, it would have been like just after like the whole like Rick James Prince.
It was
when the hip hop was like kind of first went mainstream.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, Kid and Play. I love them. Music.
Classic.
It's just good to vibe to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mate. Well, here's here's Kid and Play with Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody. Thank you for coming on the program today, Del.
Thanks for having me,
folks. If you're interested in going to the Tattoo Expo, which I highly recommend you should, it'll be in Otipoti at the Town Hall from the 11th to the 13th.
11th, 12th, 13th.
Okay. 11th, 12th, 13th. Yeah. So that'll be very, very fun. We'll be sure to plug it again.
Yeah, cheers, bro.
Here's some Kid and Play. You're listening to The One. Keep it real.
Not me.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. Feels good. Feels good.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.